Memoir is, surely, a genre that leaves a lot of blood on the tracks. Unless it is nearly completely solipsistic, it involves reporting on other people who have real lives. And the autobiographer knows in advance that there is going to be an afterlife when the people within the book read it. It is therefore, of all seemingly candid forms, the one most likely to be shaped by diplomatic necessities. If I were the biographer of an autobiographer, I'd be very interested to discover what they felt they had to clear out of the way before telling their story. For myself, once I came back from my trip around the sisters, I could finish off my book. One day, I saw what I would call it. I had presented a books program on television a few years before, and for a while I was very well known. But it was a minority interest program, of course, and thousands of people must have seen my face just long enough to change channels. I know that occasionally in pubs or supermarkets, a woman would be egged on by her friends to check out whether I was that person they'd glimpsed on the screen. The daring one would come up to me. "Are you somebody?" she'd say. The phrase came into my head one day and took on resonance. How do people come to believe they are of value? Could a person looking back on their life gather from it the self-approval to reply to that question, "Yes, I am"? My final act was to choose the columns that this memoir would be the introduction to, trying to pick ones that weren't too dated. Then I sent the designer an image I loved for the cover. It's a